Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Thank you for joining the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston.
And today's guest is Angela Fobbs. Angela is a chair of the Democrats Abroad Global Black Caucus. She currently lives in Germany, but she grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio. She is also an elected member of the Democrats Abroad Germany Executive Committee. She has many interests. She loves history, astronomy, gardening, and of course, her family. And she's committed to working for equality of all people and also addressing the conservative policies and practices that keep humanity from making progress. I'm delighted to have Angela here. I met Angela because I served as a speaker for the Women's History Month program for the Democrats Abroad. And this program was sponsored by the Global Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, and the Women's Caucus. And during that lecture, I talked about Black and Brown power, whiteness and women, the 2020 election challenge, Democrats be the light and save America and the world. And you can find that on the Global Black Caucus's YouTube site if you'd like to visit and see that particular, hear that particular lecture on what we need to do it, in order to save America and the world. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you, Ramona. It's so nice to be here with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for accepting my invitation. I'm so excited to have you. I was just immediately drawn to your spirit when we met, even though we've only met via the internet. And I'm delighted to have you. Could you tell our audience a little bit about your background and your personal story and how you came to live abroad and live in Germany and how you got involved with the Democrats Abroad?
A little bit about my background. Well, as you said, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I grew up there. It's a very conservative place. It always has been. We had a version of the moral majority before the moral majority existed. There's nothing positive. Okay, my family is in Cincinnati, Ohio. But other than that, not too many positive things coming out of Cincinnati, Ohio. For me, maybe for other people, it's nice, but it just was way too conservative for me. And at the age of 15, we were on vacation in Florida. And I thought then, I have got to get out of Cincinnati, Ohio as soon as I possibly can. That is really was my goal, to leave. So actually, I stayed in Cincinnati until I was, I think, 25 or 26 when I moved from Cincinnati. I moved to Florida, and that kind of changed my world and my point of view a little bit. And I've been living in Germany since 1999.
So how did you get to Germany? What was your
How did I wind up there? Yeah, of all the places in the world. I had a job that I went to Africa and worked there for a while in Eritrea. And on my way home, I met a guy in the airplane.
Okay, it's always been.
Yeah, it's but it's not exactly like that. I met this guy and we actually dated for a couple of years, like across the ocean. And then after about 2 years, he was like, yeah, maybe I should move to the United States. And I thought, yeah, okay, that sounds good. And then I thought about it for a little while and I was like, you know what? I just want to move. I want some adventure. So I'm going to move there. So I moved to Germany, in the fall of 1999, with three suitcases. And, here I am today. I am not with the same man. So that didn't work out in the way that people probably would like it to for a happy ending story, but I have a happy ending because I have a wonderful husband and a wonderful family. And, My husband is also American, and he's been living here for, I've been living here for 20 years, and I think he's been living here for more than 30 years.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting story. So could you tell us a little bit about Democrats Abroad and how and what the purpose of the organization is and how you got involved?
Well, Democrats Abroad is the official Democratic Party arm for millions of Americans living outside the United States. We have 44 country committees throughout Europe, the Americas, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. And we actually have, although we only have 44 country committees, we have members living in 190 countries, and they vote in every congressional district in the U.S. The Global Black Caucus is one of, I think it's 8 or 9 caucuses now that we have. And our purpose is, well, our Global Black Caucus is made up of Democrats Abroad members of all ethnicities from around the world who are willing and able to advocate on issues important to Black Americans within the United States of America and those living abroad. So anyone can join our Black Caucus. It is definitely multi-ethnic, and anyone can join as long as you believe that everyone is entitled to universal, uncontested human rights. That's my only bar, that you need to believe that everyone deserves the same human rights.
Now, I see that you are a founder of the Global Black Caucus. So what was y'all's motivation for founding the organization?
Well, in a certain way, I've only been involved with Democrats Abroad since 2017. I joined in, I think it was August of 2016, right before the election. I saw an ad on Facebook. I thought, this sounds interesting. And I, clicked the link, and it took me to a join. It didn't cost anything to join. It still doesn't cost anything to join. You just need to be an American living overseas. And I signed up and went about my life. And I was hoping that Hillary Clinton would win the election, and I continued about my life until the election day. And then, I had a lot of trouble sleeping. We're like 8 hours time difference from you, Ramona. And so when I went to bed, I went to bed around midnight, and it was only 6 o'clock, in the States on East Coast time. So I woke up around 2, and I don't know, it was looking a little dicey. I checked my phone. I'm like, not doing too good. Went back to sleep, slept for 2 more hours, woke up again. And I'm like, ooh, this is not looking good at all. I woke up at 4, and I thought at that point, okay, I'm just going to get up. And it was clear that we weren't going to win at that point, to me. But I still kind of, held a little bit of hope. So when we lost, I was totally, devastated, like everybody was devastated that Donald Trump is the president of the United States. How ridiculous. I didn't really have too many people to reach out to. I used to work for the U.S. government in Germany, but I don't anymore. And I just didn't have very many Americans to, go to for consolation or whatever. But I had heard about, a little later, I heard there was a Women's March. So I thought, I wonder if Democrats Abroad is going to be participating in this Women's March. And lo and behold, they were participating in several locations in Germany and around the world. So I just decided to join in. And I jumped on a train and went to Frankfurt because that was the closest one towards near me. I don't live in a big city. And I met a whole bunch of people that I didn't know any of these people. We went on the march. It was great. And then I started to get more involved in my local chapter. And we had a few events. And one day I got an email from Democrats Abroad Germany that said, we're having elections. Here are the positions that the elected positions that you can run for. And I thought, okay, I'm going to run for something. And I know it's not like you always hear people say, yeah, why don't you run for something? And so since I don't live in the United States, it's not like I could run for political office there. So I thought the best thing I can do is run for the communications director, you know, position, because obviously if I'd never heard of Democrats Abroad and I've been living in Germany for, you know, 20 years, well, it wasn't 20 years at that time, but it is now, that you need better communication. You need to be able to spread the word more. So I decided to run. You had to, you know, just like any other candidate, you had to write like a candidate statement and, you know, put your intent down that you want to run. And then they were having a convention, a country, the annual general meeting where the election was in the end of March. And ironically, I was elected. And here I am today. Go a little bit further. I was learning about Democrats Abroad because it's a vast organization. You know, everyone at Democrats Abroad is a volunteer. There are no paid positions. So, we have a really a well-oiled machine in a certain way, with lots of people doing functions all over the world. So I'm just learning, you know, looking at all our resources, you know, going online, attending meetings and stuff and getting to know. And one of the things that I noticed is that we had caucuses, but we didn't have a Black caucus. And I thought that was really weird. Like, why isn't there a Black caucus? That's like one of the main ones in Congress. You know, that's one of the main ones you hear about. Anyway. So I asked someone who I was doing some work with from the Women's Caucus, and I asked, oh, how come there isn't a Black caucus? And she told me, she said, well, no one has ever started one. And I said, oh, okay, if that's the only problem, I'll start it. And I'm not sure if she immediately took me seriously, you know, because I'm sure a lot of people say they'll start things, you know. But I was, I thought, no, this has to be done. You know, we have to defeat Trump. And one of the main constituencies of the Democratic Party is African Americans. So I thought it was vital that we have this caucus. So she helped me get together a survey for people to like find out if they're interested, what issues they're concerned about. And she contacted a bunch of people that she knew that would be interested in working on a formation committee. So she did all that, which was really awesome. And there's no way that I could have done it after only being involved for like 6 months, you know, like to know all these people. So that was super helpful. And we set out a little timeline that was in August, and we got approved in October. There were about 12 of us, and we worked really hard to get together all of our terms of reference, what issues we support, how we're going to handle things, what's going to be our structure. It's basically a foundation document that tells you everything you need to know about the caucus and how it's supposed to run.
So now when you look at the formation of the caucus, and how you said y'all started off with 12 members, how many do you all have now?
Right now we have a little bit under 2,000.
That's good.
And yeah, I mean, it is good. Please go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, it's 2,000 over how many countries are you span right now?
Wow. That is a difficult question. I think we have people in about 100 countries, maybe a little bit more.
That's fantastic.
And you know, the thing is that there are a lot of people that, despite, you know, all of everything I've been trying to do to get people involved, like, they still just don't know that we exist, or they don't know how to get involved, or something like that. And genuinely, everyone who's interested in helping make our world a more fair place is welcome to be involved.
So tell our audience what you, as chair of the Global Black Caucus, what you would like our audience to do. We're about the empowerment of the Black and Brown communities on the Empowerment Zone. And we believe that political empowerment is a part of the process of building power. As the chair of the Global Black Caucus, what do you want this audience to do?
Okay. Number one, please keep up to date on the news and what is going on. You don't have to keep up with everything, but if there's a particular issue that you're interested in, like healthcare or Social Security or military, whatever it is, keep up with it, the environment, because the Trump administration is doing a lot of things that are basically destroying and undermining the foundations of the United States in general. Keep up with the news. Tell other people about what's going on. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't be afraid to post things on social media. What if you get some pushback? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, people need to know information. And number two, please register to vote. Make sure your friends and family are registered to vote. Share voting information on social media. People can go to iwillvote.com. And if you're inside the United States and register to vote, or check your voter registration, make sure that you haven't been purged. And if you're outside of the United States, you can go to votefromabroad.org and request an absentee ballot. If you have not been registered to vote previously and you're outside of the United States, requesting an absentee ballot and sending it into your local election office is the same as registering to vote. So you don't have to do two forms or anything like that. And the third thing that people can do after keeping up with the news and registering to vote, basically, is try to imagine another world. Try to imagine a world where there isn't all this violence and hatred and sexism and racism and homophobia, where everyone is free, and what that would be like, and how much, just think about it for a minute and think about how much pressure will be off of you when you don't. And so that's what we need to all be striving for, is this better world where things aren't as stressful and full of hatred and anxiety as they are now. Because part of the problem is we're all beat down by everything that's happened. And I mean, we have coronavirus, we have rampant unemployment, we have over 100,000 people dead in the United States. We have all these racist and sexist and homophobes running around in the United States proclaiming themselves. We have police brutality. So imagine the world without this stuff, because part of the problem is people can't imagine it. And so they think that real change isn't possible, but we're actually on the verge of a real change, I believe, Ramona.
I'm so glad you gave the practical things we need to do, and then most importantly, the imagination. You know, a lot of times we can't imagine other realities. You know, yes. Just looking at the African-American experience, you know, I'm sure there were some people who thought people were crazy for imagining that enslaved people could be free, right? There were people who could not imagine that we could live in a society without segregation, racial segregation. And there were people who could not imagine a Black president of the United States, you know? So we have to retool our imaginations to think of the impossible as possible, you know? And so I appreciate you adding that in turn, and in addition to doing the practical things we need to do in terms of empowerment of the community. If people want to support your work in the Democrats Abroad Global Black Caucus, what would you want them to do? Is there anything we can do to support your work?
Okay. When you say support, I'll take that as a cue to ask for what I really want.
Ask for what you want. Ye have okay. not because ye ask not. So ask.
That's right. 100%. First, please support us financially if you can. Any donation, a small donation, $10, $15, but if you have more, that would be really great. Go to democratsabroad.org/donate and make a small donation. For we're very efficient at getting out the vote, the overseas vote, as far as the number of votes per dollar we have. $5 actually helps us find about 16 people, which is a lot. You know, in the States, they're spending millions of dollars just to flip one vote. So we can do it much, much easier. The second thing to do is that if you're an overseas, if you're a person living overseas, just join. Go to democratsabroad.org/join and join us. And at that time, you'll be asked to whether you want to join various caucuses or other groups. And you can just click join the Black Caucus. Everyone is welcome, because the only way that we're going to solve any of our problems, but especially racism, is if we all work together to do it.
So financially support the Democrats Abroad. Is there a specific way that, in terms of the financial donation, is that to Democrats Abroad in general or the Global Black Caucus?
You can actually say what you want to put it down for. And if you want to put it down for the Global Black Caucus, that's fine. We have a donation link of our own, but I actually don't know the URL right off the top of my head. So all the money will be used for getting out the vote. People don't have to worry that we're going to use it for anything else. That's our main mission, is to support our members with the issues that they have, and get out the vote so that we can defeat Republicans and bring some sanity back to the country and the world.
Thank you for that clarification. So we will definitely, my audience and I will definitely move forward with those recommendations or your ask, rather, in order to expand the work of Democrats Abroad, because we definitely need all hands, all in, yes, in terms of making sure that we win not only the White House, but the Congress and the Senate, as well as local elections. Prime importance. A lot of times we only look nationally when we actually need to look locally in terms of electing leaders locally who have our best interests in mind. Well, Angela, I really appreciate you coming on. Would you like to share any contact information in terms of the URL for Democrats Abroad, as well as the Global Black Caucus, and your personal social media or contact information if you want people to follow you or contact you if they have any additional questions, comments, or suggestions?
You can contact me by email at blackcaucus@democratsabroad.org. And you could follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @Fobsie, F-O-B-B-S-I-E. Please follow the Black Caucus on Twitter. It's Dems Abroad GBC. And that is the same handle for Instagram, Dims Abroad GBC, and also Facebook.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for coming, Angela. I am really looking forward to having you back if you will come in a couple of months so we can continue talking about the Democrats abroad as well as the current political climate, whatever it will be at that time. And hopefully we'll be widening the margin in terms of Democrats being ahead in these races.
Yes, hopefully so. I'm happy to return. Everybody vote for Joe Biden. I guess that's my third ask, and I didn't mention it, but you know, you might not think that he's a great person or he's very progressive, but I think that he's going to surprise us. And I think that with the right amount of pressure from the grassroots that we can change what he has in mind to something better and more universal and more helpful for everyone. So please just don't hold back. It's not necessary. If you don't vote for him, you might as well be voting for Trump. So
thanks, Angela. Thanks, Angela. So you have a wonderful day today, and thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.